This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. You're coming in from some other country and they ask you, as you enter the United States, were you on a farm? You better be truthful. I'll talk about it after this.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
You have flown for many hours coming back into the United States from some other country. You are tired, you feel dirty, you want to get home. And you come into the airport, they are inspecting your bags, and they have asked you to fill out that form while you were on the plane. Were you on a farm? Are you bringing produce into the United States? Do you have any fruits or vegetables or meat in your bag? For heaven's sake, be truthful. Our Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, said last week that an outbreak of African swine fever in the hog herd of China is probably bigger than what has been reported publicly. The Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Affairs in China said African swine fever has infected 185 pigs. And this latest outbreak was China's fifth outbreak of the deadly disease this month. It is one of the most devastating diseases to affect swine herds. It would be devastating if African swine fever entered the United States, Secretary Perdue said. The Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the agency we call APHIS, is responsible for keeping out foreign animal diseases. And they do it in a number of ways. This is why they have agricultural checks made at the borders coming into the United States and to the airports when you've been flying back from some other country. Secretary Perdue said, and again, these were his words, "We try to have a really hard line over the protections of international travel." He said APHIS is on the job every day trying to keep any of that kind of thing from coming in because it would be absolutely devastating. I'll be back after this.